Dare to be great. We are going to change the way you fitness. That is the phrase Synapse CrossFit goes by. Hello everyone, today is Monday, May 15. Welcome to Living the Good Life, the only show in the San Fernando Valley that contains no trans fat and is all about the benefits of staying active and eating healthy. I'm your host, Yadira Gonzalez, and you are listening to kpcradio.com. Synapse is a premier CrossFit gymnastics and weightlifting gym located in Tarzana. My guest today is Allison Chuscheid, coach and owner of Synapse. She has competed in CrossFit games before and will tell us more about that in just a few minutes. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome.
I want to start off by asking you, what is CrossFit?
That's a great question, and I think it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. To me, what it means is functional fitness, so doing things in the gym that you can apply to your life outside the gym. So what can you train that's going to make it easier for you to get out of bed every morning, hike a mountain, take care of your kids, even, you know, get off the floor if you fall down. So to me, it's functional fitness. The way we train it is by combining strength training, plyometrics, gymnastics training, sprint conditioning. We combine it into a high-intensity workout. Very well structured and thought out so that it makes you better outside of the gym.
All right. And how did your interest for CrossFit begin?
That's also a great question. I was fat.
You were?
I was. I was a gymnast growing up. And then when I quit gymnastics, I went to college and gained quite a bit of weight and didn't really have too many goals. I didn't really know where I was going. I didn't really have a career path I was passionate about, and I gained a lot of weight. And somebody told me about CrossFit, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to try it. I was sick of doing, you know, spin classes and yoga. It just wasn't holding my attention. So I went to a CrossFit gym, I took one class, and I signed up for an entire year. And it 100% changed my life, and that's why I decided to eventually quit my full-time job and work full-time at a CrossFit gym.
Wow, and what did you used to do before doing a CrossFit?
I was still a coach, so I was coaching. I actually worked at a private school called Viewpoint in Calabasas, and I did. I coached cheerleading, I coached dance, I was doing some PE, just doing whatever I could for the athletic department. That was really, I had no idea what I was going to do after that.
So since what age have you really been involved in fitness in general?
I started gymnastics at age 3.
3, wow. Yeah.
So I had an 8-pack by the time I was 10. I was really strong as a kid. And so it really kind of set the bar for my expectation of how fit I could be. I always loved having muscles. I never thought it was a bad thing. I love being stronger than the boys in school. And so when I didn't eventually have muscles and I gained that weight, it felt really strange to me. And I didn't like it. I never felt like myself until I became fit again.
How old did you say you were when you started gaining weight?
And when I went to college. Yeah. Yeah.
And by fat, like about how much were you weighing?
I was about 175. Okay. Yeah, and I'm 5'4", so I was pretty chunky.
When you said you got, like, you wanted to be stronger than, or like boys, did you ever like get in a fight with them or like be
no.
like, oh, I can beat you?
There was, I think, one time in high school, there was a push-up contest at homecoming, and I did it and I beat everybody. Wow. Yeah, I think I was the only girl and I was a freshman and, you know, all the boys were seniors.
That's crazy.
That was awesome.
Around how many push-ups can you do?
Right now, I don't know. That's something I haven't tested in a long time. I'm going to say 50, but I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you do it with one hand?
Probably.
Wow. And tell me about the Synapse. What does the name mean?
Cool. So Synapse is, it refers to the anatomy in your brain. So a synapse is what you create when you learn a new experience. It's connections between neurons. So anytime you learn something new, you create new synapses. You create new connections between things. And we feel like that's really important that sometimes in like a regular gym, if you're just going to the gym and going through the motions, you lose the brain-body connection. And we feel like that's so important, not just for working out, but for overall happiness. And we really feel like that's the key to what we're doing. We're creating happiness and satisfaction in people's lives by helping them learn new things and become more confident in their bodies and giving them a community to be a part of. It's so much more than just working out. It's an entire experience.
Wow. Did you come up with the name or?
The other owner did, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. And how long have you owned Synapse?
So we've been open for almost 6 years. So 6 years in June. And I've actually been owner for a little over 3 years now.
So before that, you were just a coach?
Yeah, I volunteered for about 3 years and learned as much as I could. Really trained with the other owner and just really perfected my own movement patterns so that I could really become the best coach possible.
Oh, and how did you hear about that gym? Or did the other owner invite you to go?
Yeah, he did. I ended up doing their first website for them.
Oh, okay. You're the one that did the website?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty nice. It looks really good.
Appreciate that.
So have you been knowing him for a long time? Or
Yes. Yeah. So we both started at another CrossFit gym, a few miles away, and he just decided that he just had a little bit of a different philosophy about what it meant to work out, and so he decided to open a gym with that intention. Yeah.
And he's like, you know what, let's unite and own it together.
I earned it. I definitely worked my butt off for 3 years, and I'm still earning it every day. We do everything there. We do all of our own marketing and all of our own website design, like we said. We do all the blogs, we do all the programming and all the coaching. So we wear a lot of hats, and we're very proud of it. It's definitely a family business, and we love it that way.
Yeah, the video looks really nice online.
Thank you.
And so you said you have worked at other gyms before, right?
I have, yeah. I have worked at other gyms.
Like?
I've worked at another CrossFit before, and I've worked with high school students, and I've worked at gymnastics gyms, many gymnastics gyms as well.
As well, okay. So what activities are done in Synapse other than CrossFit?
Yeah, so we have an adult gymnastics program, which is really cool and one of the only of its kind. I was a gymnast, obviously, like I said, and, gymnastics is always seen as a sport that you can only do when you're a kid, and that's totally not the case. And if you go to other countries like Germany or Japan, people are doing gymnastics well into their 70s because it has such a good combination of balance and coordination, flexibility, and strength. And it's also fun. You get to do skills. So we decided that we were going to create an adult gymnastics program, we do something called gymnastics strength training, which is basically gymnastics conditioning and really drilling in positions and progressions, and then eventually at the end of class we work on fun skills as well. So we offer that, and we also offer a kids program, kids fitness, and then we also offer a weightlifting program, which is actually really popular with our ladies.
Ladies.
Yeah.
So what is it about? Just lifting weights and what else?
So it's a Olympic style weightlifting. It's what you'd see in the Olympics. So it's not powerlifting and it's not bodybuilding. It's not a fitness competition. It's weightlifting. It's the snatch and the clean and jerk. And they're two very technical movements. And when you compete those movements, it has nothing to do with what you look like. It only has to do with the weight that you're lifting and how well you lift it. And so I think it's really popular among women because it doesn't matter what you look like, how much you weigh. You're going to only be competing against people that weigh similar weights to you. And it is such a detail-oriented perfectionist sport. It's all about technique. So I feel like women really thrive in it. It takes the focus off of, I just want to lose 5 pounds. And instead it turns the focus to, I want to learn how to lift this weight the best possible way. And now I want to lift more weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So can somebody like really thin lift up a weight? I mean, is that what you learn?
Yeah.
Like, even though you're not.
Yeah, so there's a weight class for girls that are 48 kilos or under, which is under 105 pounds. So those are small girls, and they're lifting. We had an Olympian in 2016. She clean and jerked 220 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a lot of weight compared to how much they weigh. Yeah.
What's the most somebody have lifted? Has lifted
ever?
Or in those female classes? In that class?
In the females, you know, I don't think there's ever been a female to clean and jerk triple body weight, but definitely double body weight is really, really difficult. Especially the more you weigh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a whole lot of super heavyweight women doing double body weight clean and jerks, but double body weight is definitely a goal for a lot of women.
And what would be like the average age for women that do that lift the weights?
You know, the first woman to ever win a gold medal in weightlifting, I believe, was 28.
28?
Yeah, so it's a sport where we really don't know the age limits yet. Mm-hmm. It's a new sport for women. It wasn't introduced into the Olympics until the year 2000. So we're still figuring it out. I mean, obviously, you know, the younger you start, you're going to have more years to get better, but you know, people are still lifting into their 30s, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's amazing. How about the gymnastics classes that you set for adults? What would be the age for that, or what, like, the oldest you've seen? Or
I have lots of people over the age of 40. I have a 62-year-old woman in my class who's one of my best students. Mm-hmm. She's extremely advanced and has some of the best mobility of anybody in the class. So there's really, I mean, for any of this, there's no age limit. If we're even talking about the CrossFit Games, there's an over 60-year-old age group in the CrossFit Games as well. Oh. So for any of these, from CrossFit to weightlifting to gymnastics, there's really no age limit. We do definitely scale our workouts for individuals who are in that older range, and we take a little bit more precaution with their mobility, because that's so important, and it's harder to achieve in an older age. But it's definitely possible for everyone, no matter the age.
Mm. Is gymnastics the ones that teaches you like how to flexibility and how to do the split and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what that class is?
Yeah, so we do a lot of mobility in that class. And really, mobility is the key to any exercise regimen that you're doing. If you can't, you know, physically do the full movement, there's no reason to do the movement. You don't want to do anything that your body obviously is not allowing you to do. For anyone that's new to exercise or, you know, starting exercise, the best thing I can tell you is to work on your mobility every single day. You got to stretch and put in that time and that discipline. And it's not fun and it's not pretty, but it's so important. And if you're still working on your flexibility at age 70 and 80 and 90, then I mean that's you're going to live a lot longer. Your body's going to move better. You're going to be able to do more things.
So it's possible for somebody who's already, I don't know, in their 30s to become flexible, be able to do the split, even if you weren't doing that when you were a kid?
Absolutely. I think that's the most important thing that we talk about is we treat every day like you're writing a 365-page book, right? So if you're trying to write a 365-page book, you want to write one page each day. You don't want to write 20 pages on the first day and then no pages on the second day. You want to be able to write one page every single day and at the end of that year have a 365-page book. Does that make sense?
It does,
okay.
Yes.
So when we're talking about flexibility and mobility and even strength training, you know, just a little bit every single day is going to get you closer and closer and closer to that goal until after a year you can look back and see how far you've come. You may not see a ton of progress every single day, but you want to be able to continue doing these movements and working out for the rest of your life. That's the most important part.
So just go step by step.
Exactly. Exactly.
Great. And you mentioned you guys offer classes for kids as well?
We do, yeah. Right now our teens class is really popular. We offer it twice a week with, we have a really amazing kids coach. He actually is just graduating with his MFT degree. So he's really a smart guy and he loves child psychology and loves talking to kids and man, the way he talks to them, I could never do it like he does. He understands the way kids' minds work so well. So he does an incredible job of working with our teens, and they're really just working on technique and moving better, and their technique is sometimes even better than our adults. Mm-hmm. They're just, kids move so well naturally, so it's just about perfecting those movement patterns. They're not lifting crazy weight yet, but they move so well. They're doing pull-ups, and they're climbing ropes, and doing super high box jumps. They're jumping, 30 inches, and and they're amazing kids.
So they're like kind of starting to get into the whole CrossFit thing.
They are, yeah. So it's moving closer to CrossFit kids. We don't call it CrossFit kids because they learn a whole bunch of things. They're learning gymnastics. They're learning weightlifting. They're doing CrossFit WADs. They're doing all sorts of stuff. It's called general physical preparedness. It's basically the way we think PE should be.
Okay. And what would be the ages for those kids for classes?
So for the teens, most of our teens are, we say it's 11 and older, and then our kids' classes are under that age. Once they hit 16, they're more than welcome to do our adult classes.
Oh, okay. So tell me more about the hours for the whole Synapse CrossFit gym.
Cool. So, yeah, we start at 6 a.m. Uh-huh. and we leave around 9:30 or 10 at night. We have about 9 to 10 classes every single day, sometimes 11. And our most popular classes are obviously our CrossFit classes, which go at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 4, 5, 6, and 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
We have a lot of classes. Yeah.
And is it Monday through Friday, or do you guys work on the weekends as well?
We work on the weekends as well. Yeah, we're open 7 days a week. We have a recovery class on Sundays to help you learn how to take care of your body. It's kind of like a PT class just to help stretch you out and, correct anything that's hurting or sore for the next week.
So you guys slow it down a little on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a CrossFit class too, but we definitely try and slow it down a little bit.
Oh, okay. And you teach all week as well? How many classes you do a day?
A day. For the most part, I'm doing about 4 classes a day. I have private training that I do. I have a lot of other responsibilities as well. So.
By private trainings, you mean in the gym or you go mm-hmm. out to
sometimes,
train people?
Yeah, so yeah. Sometimes I go to people's houses train them as well. Depends, if that's what they need. Sometimes people come to the gym as well.
Okay. And how do you train people outside? What do they ask you for?
Our most common request is losing weight. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, people are coming to us to help them lose weight and feel better. And there's a reason that they come to us, though, and there's something very special about that, I think. Somebody who wants to lose weight, they could just go to 24-Hour Fitness or, any regular gym and just sign up for a trainer there. But for some reason, they're coming to us, and we feel like that's really special. There's some reason that they're coming in, and it's our job to figure out what that is. So we feel like it's our responsibility to really dig into that person and figure out what they're really trying to change about their life. I think it's rarely about just losing 5 pounds and probably something a little bit deeper within them.
Would you consider CrossFit to be the sport that would like make you lose weight the easiest other than what you guys do?
Yeah, I think it's great to lose weight. Partially because it really helps press the reset button. When you're at CrossFit, because of the high intensity, you can't really be thinking about other things. You're holding a barbell and you're holding weight on it. You can't think about what bills you have to pay or what grade you got in a certain class or what homework you have later to do. You have to focus on what you're doing. And that's something that really creates a different mindset. It creates a flow mindset where you're all of a sudden an hour's gone by and you didn't even know it, which I think is really, really special. And it creates a different feeling for the next day and the days after that. There's been studies that show a drop of cortisol the next day, so you're going to be less stressed out the next day after a high-intensity workout. I think that's really important for for weight loss, because you're going to stay motivated, you're going to stay interested, you're going to want to go to the gym the next day, you're going to want to find out what the workout is. We don't tell you what it is beforehand. It's different every day. It's exciting, it's addicting, it's really a wonderful, and for me it was a transformative feeling, being present and connected and in that state of flow when I really wasn't beforehand. So I think in that sense, it is really an incredible tool for weight loss. Just doing CrossFit by itself, like just do the movements, there's nothing, you know, super special about it, except for the fact that, you know, you're building muscle, which is really, really important, especially for women, to help you lose weight. Nutrition is obviously a huge part of that too. But for the most part, I think it's the mindset that really is helping people make the actual changes in their life necessary to achieve that weight loss.
Okay. What do you say for people who think doing CrossFit, since it's such an intense workout, it can be quite dangerous? I've heard that before.
Yeah, so that's definitely a common concern, that it's not safe or that it's dangerous. Yeah, I mean, you can do any sport and it'll be dangerous. You can play football or do gymnastics or, you know, even go running around the track, and guaranteed you're going to find more injuries in long distance running than you do in at least our CrossFit gym. Myself and the co-owner, Jimmy, were incredibly, incredibly concerned about technique. The most technical parts of CrossFit are gymnastics and weightlifting. I'm a current national level competitive weightlifter, and I used to be a gymnast. So the technical aspects of those parts of CrossFit, man, we got you covered. There's nowhere else to go that's going to give you better instruction than us. There's nowhere that's going to give you better coaching than us, and that's a guarantee. We know every single person that walks in the gym. We know what they do for a living, what their common habits are. We can tell you their life stories. And that's really important, to have coaches that are going to legitimately care about you and care about, you know, the movement quality that you're putting out. We also teach you how to take care of your body. We have a recovery class. We have a gymnastics class to help you with your mobility and your stability. We're doing the right things to make sure that you're not going to get injured. But, you know, obviously you do any sort of physical movement, there's going to be a chance for that. We've never had an emergency injury. You know, there's never been like spinal cord injuries. There's never been anything like that. And I think, you know, I don't think that you're going to find too many of those in CrossFit, to be honest with you. I think it's a little bit of a myth.
Right. So you've never witnessed any accident, somebody trying to lift a weight and getting injured,
No. You know, you can't lift more weights than you're able to lift. Does that make sense?
It does.
So on your first day, we're not going to be like, all right, lift this 300-pound bar, you know. Right. We're going to give you a 15-pound bar, if your mobility allows it, and then you're going to work up slowly from there over time. As far as if we have any injuries, we've had like very minor things. We had someone doing a side shuffle and warm up the other day and sprained her ankle doing a side shuffle.
Okay.
You know, so that's the thing. Anytime you do movement, you're going to have the risk of injury. But that's not a reason to stay away from movement. Movement is 100% the key. If you're using that as an excuse that you're going to get injured, it's not a very good excuse. Movement is always the key. You have to move as a human. We're meant to move. Staying stagnant and not moving is going to be, it's going to lead to all sorts of health problems as an adult.
Right, you got to stay that active, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Now, Allison, tell me about the CrossFit Games you participated in.
Yeah, so turns out that being a gymnast is a really good platform for doing CrossFit. And I think that's obviously why we have our gymnastics program now, because when I started CrossFit, it felt a lot like gymnastics. And a lot of the things that I was doing in CrossFit were the same things I was doing for gymnastics conditioning as a kid. So it was really natural for me. And I was able to compete at a pretty high level in CrossFit. I placed 7th in the California Regional in 2013. And that was out of, you know, thousands and thousands of girls. And I honestly believe that the reason I was able to do so well and place so high was because of my gymnastics training. Made me really strong and really mobile, and that's the key. So that's honestly why we have the gymnastics program now, because it's such a good base. You have to have the mobility and you have to have the stability in your body to be able to lift weights. So, yeah.
Well, how much did those weights weigh when you competed?
let's see. So we had, there was an event in that regionals. We had to do an overhead squat, which means we hold weight overhead and we squat. And it, the goal was to lift as much weight as we could and squat three times. And in that event, I did 190 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many squats do you say you guys?
Three.
Three and then lift.
Three at 190 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And against how many other women did you compete?
So in the regionals, I believe it was 60 women. In order to get to that point, we had to qualify with just thousands of women in California.
And how do they determine the levels of, is it by weight or by just who?
In CrossFit, there's no levels. It's over the, I think it's 18 and over, 18 to 35 is like the, is the elite level. And you compete in an online competition first to determine where you rank in the world. And then the top 60 in each region were advanced to the regionals. And then the top, I think it was three from there, went on to the CrossFit Games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys ever compete against men?
No. No, I think that's actually a really interesting question, though, because, you know, we talk so much about equality of men and women. There is a difference in strength. Men are definitely stronger than women. And I think, you know, in CrossFit, though, you will find a lot of these women are able to lift more weight than men. Wow. So at the highest levels, the guys are definitely lifting more. But at levels in our gym, yeah, there's some girls that are lifting more than the guys. Yeah, for
right.
sure.
I've seen so many strong women. I'm like, how do they do it?
It's amazing. And I honestly, I think it's because of the mobility. I really do. I think women are, they have, you know, naturally their mobility is a little bit better for the most part. That's a stereotype, I know, but for the most part they have better mobility, which puts them in better positions to lift the weights. So if men, you guys got to work on your mobility, you'll lift weights a lot easier.
Alrighty, well, Allison, anything else you want to add? You want to let our listeners know before we wrap up the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody listening to this, you guys are more than welcome to come try out our gym in any program. If you mention this, we'll give you a week free for sure, and we'll take really good care of you. Visit our website, CrossFitSynapse.com. We're on Instagram, too, CrossFitSynapse. And, yeah, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to help you, whatever your goals are.
Alrighty. Well, there you have it. I want to thank you, Allison, for being on the show today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Remember, guys, her name is Allison Chushate, coach and owner at Synapse CrossFit, located at 18750 Oxnard Street, Suite 402 in Tarzana. For more info on classes or any other questions, check out their website, CrossFitSynapse.com. I want to thank you all for joining us in this edition of Living the Good Life here at KPCRadio.com. I am your host, Yadira Gonzalez. See you all next time, same place.